Romeo. This is Oscar Romeo 4, ISS, the International Space Station. Do you copy? I am copying loud and clear. I am ready. Is this Paolo? Thanks, Paolo. I hope everybody's having a good time at the ESA Space Camp. I'm ready. I think aliens could exist out there, but I do not think they visit the Earth on a regular basis, or maybe ever. Natalie, I love camping, and I think that kind of my long stay on space station is like a long camping trip. We just don't get to have campfires. Hi, Julia. I had a lot of friends that we did a lot of things, and one of those things we did was camping back to the last one. Hi, Alexander. You know, I enjoy playing sports for fun. I enjoy playing with my kids, and I enjoy watching some sports. Oh, Tricia, yes, it does look fragile. It looks, especially when you look at the thin layer of atmosphere, when you look on the horizon and see the thin layer of atmosphere, then you know how little air we have and we need to take care of it. Hi, John. Last night I talked to my son, John, and I'd sure like to go visit him just for a day or two and then come back. I think my favorite sport is American baseball and world football. Hey, that's a really interesting question. I don't know about food, but I think it's very possible. I think you're going to see that happen in your lifetime. Hello, Martin. Yes, I am blessed with 4 children and 1 granddaughter. No, we're like one big family up here with 6 people living together in a big facility. We all, you know, are friends. And really enjoyed being together. Yeah, Francesco, the end of the shuttle program makes me a little bit sad. It was striking to see it back away for the last time, and I actually got a view of it the other day during the entry. Tell Paolo about that. I got captured the fireball on camera. I would say minimize our waste. Try to live clean. Try to not create a lot of, use a lot of things we do not need to use. You kind of minimize our impact on the world as much as possible. But we also have to live. Yes, indeed, Katerina. I did both a summer water survival on the Black Sea, and then did winter survival in Russia, where the temperatures got down to minus 34 C. Quite challenging, and I did it with crewmates. Two of the crew that I'm here with right now did the winter survival with me just a year and a half ago. It was quite a grind time. I think I would tell him, there's nothing here that you're interested in, go someplace else. I don't think we should assume that aliens are going to be friendly and helpful. It would be better for us if they never came. That's a little joke. Not yet, but I will. I love flying over Italy. In fact, looks like you have a cloudy day right now, perhaps. I see mostly clouds as we're coming up on the coast. I love flying over, and someday soon, I will visit. I think we should all be worried about pollution. We should be careful. The things that are handled, down the drain that are handled officially are done quite well, I believe, like the water. But I'm worried about the pollution that people throw into the streets or that get dumped into rivers and things because people don't want to go to the trouble of cleaning them up properly. So I think we should all keep our eyes out for stuff going down the streets and into our rivers and stuff that doesn't belong there. Hi, Luke. I will be here until the middle of November. There's an American holiday. holiday called Thanksgiving. I've been traveling and been away for the last two, so I look forward to being home for Thanksgiving in November. Humberto, I studied at school, and when I was young, I loved science at a quite young age. I loved science, and I would read all of the science books I could get my hands on. When I went to university, I studied engineering because one of my teachers in school told me that engineering was the combination of mathematics and science to solve problems. It was great advice, and I really enjoyed studying engineering. I also have a degree in space science, where I learned more about planets and how to study other planets and how to compare their geologies, things like that. Hi, Irene. We do a combination of exercises for our muscles, resistance training, and which both builds muscles and bones. And we also do cardiovascular training on an exercise bicycle and on a treadmill. Now, you might think it's odd that we can run on a treadmill in zero gravity, but we use a harness and these straps and stretch cords to hold us down to the surface of the treadmill so that we can run. John, no more. We actually had two spiders, which were delightful. They were big orb spiders, and we had them had little. We actually fed them flies, fruit flies, and the spiders were very interesting to watch as they wove webs that looked different than the webs that they grow that they weave in gravity, and we also could see that they were growing. And you can ask Paolo about the spiders because they were here when he was here. I think he got them started, and we helped keep them healthy for a month or so while I was here. And we sent them home on Space Shuttle Atlantis just a few days ago. All of the kids at the Eastern Space Camp. I know a lot of them, and I